Kempire is brought to you by...
Thank you, Philly, for a fantastic show at City Winery. Shout out to City Winery in Philadelphia. You guys were amazing behind the scenes, during the show, production, the food, everything was amazing. But don't forget, guys, I'm coming to City Winery in Boston on May 30th. Don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets. Start planning your trip to Boston. If you don't live in Boston, you want to come see our Kempire After Dark live show. We will then be in Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta the next day on July 12th. We will also be in Seattle for a special live show coming there on August 30th. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are working on more cities. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on all socials so you don't miss out on any of the dates, our new dates for the Kempire After Dark live show. Thanks so much for everyone that's seen the show, supported, and is spreading the word. I love meeting all of you.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
So buckle up, we have an update in regards to the Wendy Williams situation. First of all, Wendy Williams is facing a federal tax lien of an unpaid balance of $500,000. Sidebar, her guardian is supposed to be in charge of all of her finances in these bills. Speaking of the guardian, apparently the restraining order that the guardian was trying to get in order to stop the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, well, these court documents have been unsealed and we're going to unpack them. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on breaking news when we go live or when we upload. So let's first unpack this federal tax lien that's being revealed. So there's never a short supply of information coming out from this Wendy Williams situation. Well, TMZ reports this in regards to the tax lien. They said Wendy Williams' home is apparently in the crosshairs of the federal government after it slapped her with a lien of over unpaid taxes, which they say amounts to hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is the same home that we've seen featured in the Where is Wendy Williams documentary. So according to legal docs obtained by TMZ, the former talk show host got hit with a tax lien by Uncle Sam on her pricey New York City condo, which records show she bought for $4.5 million in 2021. Because the feds say Wendy owes them $568,451.54. The unpaid balance they claim is a result of her owing big balances for her federal taxes for the years of 2019 and 2021. This is before she was under the guardianship officially. So the online records show that the lien was generated in January, though, of this year. So keep that in mind. So these are taxes that were owed from 2019 and 2021. But under her guardianship, she's not taking care of these details. This falls on the people that have been put in place. So the online records show that the lien was generated in January of this year and was recorded with the New York City Department of Finance in early February. As of now, there doesn't appear to be any evidence the lien has been dealt with yet, but it's possible Wendy already cleared this up. We've reached out to the court-appointed guardian of her finances, but no word back yet. Of course, this is troubling for a number of reasons, most notably the fact that Wendy's health struggles have recently come to light, including the fact that her team says that she's been diagnosed with aphasia and dementia. Sabrina Morrissey, the guardian of Wendy's finances, was reportedly appointed sometime in spring of 2022, so she came on board after the alleged tax violations. The question is the guardian dealing with this now? We should also keep in mind that Wendy's afflictions and her ailments and the strange behavior from Wendy was appearing way before 2019. You could see some of this happening on her daytime talk show. TMZ says that Wendy doesn't appear to have a standard team around her anymore. You know, we did a recent report letting you guys know that it appears that Wendy Williams is no longer working with her jeweler turned manager, Will Selby, or the publicist that was featured and never seen again in the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, Sean Zanotti. Well, when it rains, it pours, because a Hollywood Reporter reported just yesterday about the unsealed lawsuit against A&E Networks and the claims that they exploited Wendy Williams. So we originally reported to you that Wendy Williams had a 3-film project with Lifetime. Well, apparently, this particular new contract was signed recently, and it was under a different company, the Wendy Williams Experience, Inc. Who formed that for her? Well, if you watch the documentary, you can already read my mind. So let's just go through some of the details of what are outlined in this article. So they said the newly unsealed court filings in the Wendy Williams lawsuit against Lifetime parent company A&E Networks over the release of the Where is Wendy Williams documentary chronicling her deteriorating mental and physical state appeared to show that the company allegedly shot the film without obtaining consent from the former daytime talk show host court-appointed guardian. The project documented Williams' life for the better part of a year, showing her downward spiral as she struggled with the family, with fame, and excessive alcohol consumption. So the complaint, which was unsealed on Thursday, claims that the contract A&E Networks brokered to shoot the documentary was not valid since Williams did not have the legal or mental capacity to authorize her participation in the title at the time. But you also remember the filmmakers involved in this documentary said that when they signed on to do this, they had no idea of an aphasia or dementia diagnosis. All right. They were told that she had an alcohol problem. So they continue. So she was allegedly told that the film would be positive. Rewinding back, the complaint was unsealed on Thursday, claims that the contract A&E Networks brokered to shoot the documentary was not valid since Williams did not have the legal or mental capacity to authorize her participation in the title at the time. She was allegedly told the film would be positive and beneficial to her image. It remains unknown who created the company that entered into a contract with the network allowing Williams to be in the film. Maybe the person that helped her open a bank account gave her cash, and when he came into her bedroom was like, why is this cash sitting on the dresser? Apparently, Will opened up another account for Wendy because you know she was having problems with her Wells Fargo account. So they continue, this is blatant exploitation of a vulnerable woman with a serious medical condition who is beloved by millions within and outside of the African-American community is disgusting and it cannot be allowed, the states the complaint. In a statement, A&E Networks said, we look forward to the unsealing of our papers as well as they tell a very different story. Oh, please share it all, A&E. The controversial 4.5-hour documentary, which contains footage from roughly 7 months of Williams' tumultuous past few years until she entered a health facility to treat cognitive issues last year, aired as planned to blockbuster ratings, as you may recall, averaging slightly over 1 million viewers across the two nights it was broadcasted on February 24th and 25th. Lifetime said it was the biggest nonfiction debut in 2 years. Williams, her son Kevin Hunter Jr., and her jeweler turned manager Will Selby are all accredited as executive producers. The legal battle stems from Sabrina Morrissey. As you know, we did a separate video talking about Sabrina and accusations that she was being sued by a former client that was also under a guardianship, which she was a part of, sued her for pursuing a baseless guardianship. All right. So they said the legal battle stems from Sabrina Morrissey acting in her capacity as Wendy Williams' temporary guardian, filing a lawsuit last month in New York County Supreme Court against A&E Networks to block the documentary's release. It sought a temporary restraining order, which was granted before it was reversed by a higher court. So all of this was happening within days because she had filed the lawsuit, I think, just a couple of days before the premiere. Appellate Justice Peter Moulton found that the stopping the company from airing the documentary would be, quote, impermissible prior restraint on speech that violates the First Amendment of the Constitution. Since the case was kept sealed, Morrissey's arguments to stop the network from airing the title remained unknown. Here's the thing, and I get where the judge is coming from, because one of the things I've said about this documentary in covering it, we covered both parts here on the channel. Some of the problems here, and I'm glad that it came out because it made us look at the people around her, including the guardian, very differently. It showed us, and this is what the filmmaker said, that this documentary went from us documenting Wendy Williams going, you know, from the bottom back to the top with a podcast, turned into a documentary about guardianship. And I get it. It's the filmmakers. Everyone has their intentions. But I have to say, after watching this documentary, I feel differently towards the people that were in Wendy's life before these filmmakers came in to document it. And if anything, this documentary, I feel, may have helped Wendy put a spotlight on Wendy's situation and other situations that are happening across this country when it comes to guardianship. So they continue. They say that Morrissey declined to comment, citing court orders prohibiting communications with the press. A&E Networks did not immediately respond to requests for comment. According to the unsealed complaint, the documentary footage was filmed pursuant to a contract signed in January of 2023, just a year ago. She was under a guardianship at that time. Williams, however, lacked the capacity to enter into the agreement, the lawsuit says. Pointing to a court-appointed guardianship Williams was placed under in 2022, Morrissey claims that the former talk show host was, quote, incapable of managing her own business and personal affairs, and indeed was placed into a guardianship and under the supervision of this court. William Selby, acting as Williams' manager for the project, made representations to Morrissey that he would have final creative control over the final cut and that it would portray Williams in a positive manner. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes after her TV show was canceled due to her medical condition, per the complaint. Based on these representations, Morrissey allowed the project to proceed with the understanding that nothing would be released without her and the court's approval. Okay. So how were they able to move forward? Because here's the thing. It's not as if this documentary was put together in 2 weeks and then they just put it out. This chronicled for over a year, 2 years. And before it's brought to Lifetime, it goes through its process. So I'm just not understanding how none of you, including Will Selby, had no access to the final product of this film. So instead of and I can't imagine any other version would have made you say, yeah, okay, put that out, because this was the truth, what Wendy Williams was going through at the time. So instead, they write, a trailer for the documentary was released without notification, Morrissey says. The Guardian was horrified by the release of the trailer and its contents, which falsely depict Wendy Williams Hunter's behavior. They put, I guess, in the sealed court documents, they put WWH. That's Wendy Williams Hunter. Behavior and demeanor as being the result of intoxication rather than the result of her medical condition, which has been diagnosed by doctors at Weill Cornell. Selby informed The Guardian that he, too, was surprised by the February 2, 2024 release and that he had not reviewed or approved earlier the trailer or the documentary prior to the trailer's release. Do we believe him? According to the complaint, it's unclear who authorized the creation of the Wendy Experience, which entered into a contract with Entertainment One to authorize footage of Williams in the documentary. Who created the Wendy Williams Experience Company? Who do we see in this documentary all around Wendy at the time? There weren't a lot of people outside of the filmmakers. There were a handful of people that were in and out of that home with Wendy. And one particular person that seemed to have control over everything that Wendy did. And anytime he lost control, he lost it. Like when Sean Zanotti took Wendy Williams to L.A., and then we had that scene where he went upstairs to speak to Wendy and Sean, but he was like, no cameras. What exactly was said and how was it said? So they said the company was allegedly formed after Williams was placed under a guardianship. Morrissey was not involved in its creation and did not learn of the agreement until months after it was signed, per court filings. The contract appears to have been signed on January 25th of 2023 by the CEO of the Wendy Williams Experience Incorporated, the complaint states. The name in the signature is not clearly legible, however, it's highly distinguishable from the WWH's signature. The agreement allegedly included provisions in which Williams waived all physician-patient privilege in connection with the filming of the documentary, meaning that any sort of things in regards to her health would be revealed. She's signing off on this. They said the documentary was originally conceived as a behind-the-scenes look exploring Williams' comeback via a new podcast. Filmmakers who started following her in late August of 2022 pivoted the focus of the project given her health. Days before the documentary aired, Williams Camp shared that she had primary progressive aphasia and frontotemporal dementia. She had already been diagnosed with Graves' disease and lymphedema, which is the buildup of fluid in soft body tissues. Along with her alcohol addiction, the ailments were chronicled in the film. So Where is Wendy Williams producer, Mark Ford, told The Hollywood Reporter that if we had known that Wendy Williams had dementia going into it, no one would have rolled a camera. He added, at a certain point, we were more worried about what would happen if we stopped filming than if we continued. When asked if he ever met Morrissey, you know, The Guardian, executive producer Erica Hansen said, no, she wouldn't take my calls, Ford added. There were many attempts before and during. Honestly, we either got a terse hang-up or a very brief, unpleasant exchange. He stressed that it was all signed off on. She, The Guardian, was communicating with Will Selby, Wendy's manager, Ford explained. Will was the point of contact with The Guardian throughout the process, and he would have to go to her to get documents signed, to get location agreements, to book her travel out of state. All of these things were things that had to be signed off on by The Guardian throughout. Important to note. So it's our understanding that she was very aware of everything throughout the process. In 2022, Williams was placed under a financial guardianship, as you recall, after Wells Fargo claimed that she was an incapacitated person and a victim of undue influence and financial exploitation. Mind you, this is what Wells Fargo was doing, only for her to be exploited by more people after this. So they say it remains unknown whether any members of Williams' family petitioned the court to be appointed as her guardian. In part for the documentary, Williams' sister, Wanda, suggested that she was willing to do so. She says, I was asked what I consider being a guardian, and I said, I don't know what being a guardian involves. She tells producers, I was told that it involved taking some kind of class, and I said, yeah, I'll do it. Whatever I got to do, I'll be focused on Wendy's health. And then all of a sudden, the wall came down and there was nothing. So we're going to continue to follow this story because I don't think that we should take our eyes off of this situation because of how serious it is and the potential that this could affect other people's lives, other people that don't have the fan base or the amount of celebrity. So we're going to continue to follow this story, guys. As always, I want to know your thoughts on this latest update involving Wendy Williams.
Thanks for tuning into Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. For more details on Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.